From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Anna Sirianni. A rule change in the Missouri House could allow hearings on alleged misconduct by lawmakers to be closed to the public. Supporters say the rule change adopted last week is intended to shield the identities of victims and witnesses in sexual assault and harassment complaints. The change also could effectively shield the accused lawmakers from publicity, at least until a substantiated claim is detailed in a final report. Some lawmakers have expressed concern about the potential for secret proceedings, but the change was overwhelmingly approved by the House. Columbia is on track to meet its renewable energy goals. According to a report released by Columbia Water and Light, the city sourced nearly 16% of electric energy from renewable sources in 2018. The push for renewable energy is part of an ordinance that requires the city to gradually increase its renewable energy use. The city has to meet 15%, which rose from a goal of 5% in 2017. Ward 5 City Council Member Matt Pitzer says the city has met requirements every year. He says one thing that's helped is a dropping price tag.
The price of renewables has just declined so dramatically over the last several years. Advances in technology have really improved not only the efficiency of the power systems, but have just driven the cost down.
The city is required to increase its proportion of energy from renewable sources to 25% by the year 2022. A water utility has chosen a site in a southwestern county to build a water storage reservoir to address a growing water shortage in the Joplin region. The Joplin Globe reports Missouri American Water announced the utility will pursue its reservoir project in Newton County, east of Interstate 49. Missouri American plans to apply for a permit with the Army Corps of Engineers, a process that could take up to 2 years. The company considered locations on each side of the interstate, but chose the east side because of its topography, lower construction cost, and minimal human impact. The utility estimated that the east site would affect 50 landowners, compared to approximately 100 on the west side. Columbia Public Schools' most recent standardized test scores saw Black and Hispanic students and students using the free and reduced lunch program have significantly lower scores than white students. The MAP and EOC exam scores are released by the State Department of Education. White students scored between 60 to 70% proficient and advanced in English, math, science, and social studies. Black students' scores were about 45% lower in all categories. CPS spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the district plans to continue to work on closing the gap between white and minority students' scores.
We'll continue to look at our numbers and dig into the data that the district has received to determine areas where we can focus or look to make additional improvements.
Hispanic students receive scores more than 20% lower than white students on the four test subjects, and students using the free and reduced lunch program receive scores more than 30% lower in every category. Anna Sirianni, KBIA News, Columbia.